We've done this for a bunch of different crystal structures where you put those parabolas at every point on the reciprocal, in every point on the all the reciprocal lattice points, and then they have high enough energies, they'll cross through the first Brillouin zone, and these are plots in different directions of the in the first Brillouin zone. So this is a simple cubic, and for a simple cubic, the first Brillouin zone is also a cube. The point gamma is right in the middle, and then m x is this point in the middle of the face. M is a point in the halfway up one of the sides, and r is this point in the corner. And you see then that if you look at the parabola going from x out to from gamma out to x, it hits the Brillouin zone boundary at a lower energy than going from gamma to m, because m is further away than x from gamma. So the energy will be higher at the Brillouin zone boundary with m. And then I have here gamma to r, and r is further than x or m. So the energy where it hits at r is going to be higher than at either x or m. And then you know that between m and r, it must go up like this, because it's got to hit the Brillouin zone boundary r higher than m. So you can kind of guess how at least the lowest band looks like just by knowing the distance from the gamma point to the different symmetry points. This is face-centered cubic that we've seen a lot. This is then a body-centered cubic. And in body-centered cubic, the first Brillouin zone is a rhombic dodecahedron. It's this 12-sided object where every face is a rhombus that looks like this. And there's a point, I didn't put it on there, but there's a point at n in the middle of the face, and there are two different kinds of corners, and I'm now guessing which one is H and which one is P. But there are corners where four lines come together, and there are other corners where only three lines come together. And I would have to look at the Brillouin zone to know which one it is. But this rhombic dodecahedron, H, P, and N are all about the same distance. There's not a big difference, right? Because it's almost spherical. H is the closest one N is the closest one to the gamma point. And H and P are almost the same distance further away. And you see, then, there's not as big a difference in here as there is up there. X is much lower than R. Right.
Actually, don't know if my internet's going to work, but... Oops. Here we are, the empty lattice approximation. So... this is what the empty lattice approximation looks like in one dimension. Then in two dimensions, I've got two of the five. There's one Bravais lattice in one dimension, just periodic. There are five in two dimensions, and I show here two of the five, a 2D square and a 2D hexagonal. And then in three dimensions, there's 14, and I've got five of the 14. Let's see if I can, yes, server not found. All right, bing. Electron bands, the empty lattice approximation. So we're trying hexagonal, and it draws a small Brillouin zone here with the labels on it. Maybe it's hard to see. It won't let me increase the size, okay. And you can choose the different symmetry points you want to see. So right now it goes K gamma A H M gamma, but I could make this one M and then replot it. And that's convenient because when you look at a publication, if you look at some publication for real metal, there's no convention in which order to put the symmetry points. And if you compare two dispersion curves, sometimes it's hard to see if they really look alike if the order of the symmetry points is different.
And then for hexagonal, you have to say how big the ratio between between A and C is.
A hexagonal primitive unit cell, not the primitive unit cell maybe, but the conventional unit cell, is hexagonal like this. And there's length A here, and C is the vertical length. And then when you go to reciprocal space, the first Brillouin zone is also hexagonal. So this is real space. And then in reciprocal space, you also get a hexagon like this, where gamma is in the middle. And the points in the middle of these spaces are called M. And the point in the middle of this line is called K. M is the middle of this space, K is here, and this space up is called A.
If this was bigger, you'd be able to see it in this diagram. This is the first Brillouin zone of hexagonal. And the drawing depends on how big we choose this to be. So for instance, for an HCP metal, this is 0.613. And for graphene, it's smaller, 0.366. And you get a different looking dispersion curve if you have a different size of the primitive unit cell. So this is something that's pretty handy because it gives you a quick idea what the dispersion curve should look like.